As we continue to celebrate this Feria of Easter, we of course have the readings that we have repeated, the same readings as Sunday, and they will be repeated until this particular set of Feria is finished. But in addition, there are other feasts that are also celebrated. Among the ones that are celebrated on this day, one that is not in this missal, but we could if we wanted to, is a feast of the great mystic and stigmatist of the 19th and 20th centuries, St. Gemma Galgani, whose relics, first-class relics, are on the altar always. And of course, she was a young Italian lady who suffered tremendously, horrible health. In addition to that, she suffered mystically and had the stigmata of our Lord and the crown of thorns. And she ended up her life as a third order passionist of the order of St. Paul of the Cross and St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. That's why they're all together there in the reliquary on the altar. On the other hand, a more important feast that goes back to the ancient church is celebrated on this day as well. It is the feast of Pope St. Leo the Great, also Leo the first pope with the name Leo, whereas there have been 13, and who knows, maybe soon there will be a 14th, who knows. But Leo the First, the Great, he was the second pope to be called great. Some of the biography says he was the first, they're wrong. The first pope to be called great was St. Nicholas the Great, and he was before St. Leo. St. Leo lived and died at the end of the 4th century, the beginning of, in the middle of the 5th century, and he served the church as pope for 21 years. In addition to serving the church, and of course he's very famous, and there are many paintings, and where he is buried in St. Peter's Basilica. If you go to the left of the papal altar, the basilica continues. It's humongous. It's like a city. At the very end of that particular aisle or nave, which is as big as this church in itself, is a chapel where there is a bas-relief of St. Leo the Great on his horse with his tiara and addressing the barbarian Attila the Hun, who was invading and destroying as much as he could and robbing the church of the gold and so forth, which by that time had accumulated since the year 313. It is very easy to do that if you know what you're doing. And there are, as there were, generous Catholics. Of course, today in the Divine Office, where the readings from the Acts of the Apostles of the couple who lied to St. Peter and the Apostles. At that time, it was the law, the custom, and custom takes precedence of law, that when somebody sold a property, he was to go bring the whole sum of the money to St. Peter. So he and his wife brought only a little bit of the money. And St. Peter says, "Why are you stealing from God?" And at that moment, the man dropped dead. Then the wife was in conjunction with him, and he addressed her later. He says, "Why have you helped this man to steal from God that which belonged to God? As long as you're alive, you could have whatever you wanted to from your money. But now you have refused to give to God that which belonged to God." And she had nothing to say, and she dropped dead. So they went and buried them together outside the city of Rome. Or Jerusalem, rather, that was still in Jerusalem. But St. Leo the Great was the first pontiff in this regard, that he fought not only the heresies of the church, and there were many, and I'll tell you about them shortly, but also the world, just like what it is going on in the world today. And the church should not be for the things of the world, and for the enemies of the church in the world, she should fight them. And she is not today, as we know too well, and very sadly. Well, St. Leo went and stood up to Attila the Hun who was so amazed that this priest on horseback with the tiara of the supreme pontiff of the church would face him face to face on his horse, that he said, "Yes, Your Holiness, we will not touch Rome." Now, they went around and they did all kinds of evil things, but they did not touch Rome. In the church, however, there was still the remainders of Arianism that denied the divinity of Christ. And then Nestorianism, which he fought, and of course the Council of Ephesus in 431, and he was not the Pope, but he was already a bishop. He fought that heresy too of Nestorianism, which denied the divinity of Christ in the sense, so that the Blessed Mother was only the mother of the body of Christ, the human body, but not the whole person who is true God and true man. That's Nestorianism. Most Protestants believe that, by the way. If you really look into their writings carefully, it's Nestorian. And then another one that he fought, another one of these patriarchs or whatever from the East, Eutychius. And his heresy is known as Eutychianism. But it is also known by its theological name, Monophysitism. And if you can spell that, I'll give you $10. I can, but I'm sure you can't. Monophysitism, monophysis, one nature. And so, so Nestorius said there were two natures, separate, the man and the God. And the Blessed Mother was only the mother of the man, not of the God. That was wrong, because she was the mother of a person who happens to be divine from eternity, the Son of God. And thus, she was called Theotokos, the mother of God, in Greek. And that's what Nestorius denied. And then, Monophysitism tried to make some kind of compromise. Whenever you make compromises with the faith and with the morals of the church, you end up in heresy. Compromise is not something that we do in the church. It is something that you do in the politics, and it doesn't usually work there either. So, monophysis, one nature. So, it wasn't two natures or two persons, as Nestorius said. It was one person, but with one nature. It was a hybrid. God and man all messed up together. And of course, that's why the creed says, true God and true man. They're two natures in one person who is eternal and divine and has become man in the womb of Mary. So St. Leo the Great fought Eutychianism, and it was at the Council of Chalcedon in the year 461. It must have been some council. In those days, they used to fight and fist fight and slap each other, the bishops, I mean, in the councils. Maybe we should go back to that. It must have been some council because St. Leo died shortly after the council. So today we celebrate his greatness, St. Leo the Great. And may we have many more like him in the future. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.